This is a description for Aaron Jackson, AARONJACKSON. The patient date of birth is 2/20/1990, date of accident 4/10/2022, date of service is 4/19/2022. Aaron Jackson is referred by his attorney Kevin and Southfield PT for evaluation to advanced pain care today. His complaints are severe headaches and lower back pain. Eyesight is poor and headaches are worse on bending down and picking things up. Then lower back pain is the worst also. These are related to automobile accident that patient alleges he suffered on 4/10/2022 as follows. On 4/10/2022, Mr. Aaron Jackson was traveling as a front seat passenger near Greenfield and Peterton, where the accident happened. This is how the accident is described happened. The patient reports that the car was traveling southbound on Greenfield and the other car was going northbound Greenfield. Suddenly, the other car made a left turn without any giving indications for the left turn signal, and it made the sudden turn. This caused the impact on the frontal driver side, leading to complete total of the car. Car is not drivable. All the inside, nothing was broken, but the windshield was cracked on his side, on the front side. Patient report, the car was around 35 miles an hour, and they were hit by 30 miles an hour also. The patient said he was wearing a seatbelt, and the airbags were deployed in this accident, and there was a momentary loss of consciousness. He impacted his head into the right window, and he hit his forehead into the window. He reports that the airbag opened up and then he hit his forehead into the dashboard and airbag. He also hit his head into the headrest later on and it led to whiplash injury to the neck. He reports that it was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and the patient did not go to the hospital by the ambulance, but he went by himself. He went to San Andreas Hospital where X-ray chest was done. However, no CT scan was done. He remained there for 6 hours and he was provided with the initial treatment and Tylenol and Motrin. History of presenting illness, patient report that he is suffering from severe pain in the lower back, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, more towards the right side, as well as severe headaches that are occupying his front and right temple. Headaches are severe, off and on, sensitive to the light and associated with nausea. Denies any vomiting, seizure or aura. Additional symptom of TBI, patient reports that he's suffering from dizziness, vertigo, and ringing in the ear, feeling like drunk, loss of memory, loss of concentration, lack of focus, nightmares, fearful of the event, nausea, blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision pain. He denies any loss of consciousness or seizures, and no vomiting, no incontinence of the urine bowel. In addition, patient suffers from anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from severe pain in the lower back, which is 8, without any radiation to the lower extremity. He denies any pain in the neck or the middle back. The walking is okay. He can sit and stand, but it is slightly painful after 15 minutes. He barely can sleep up to 2 hours. The pains are reported. All of the symptoms are continuous, and the pain as described as sharp, between 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and sometimes 7 and 8. ADLs are affected 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by driving, bending, coughing, and improved by sitting and standing and walking. So far, patient has only plain accident. Nothing else has been done. No other treatment patient has got. He has a lot of muscle weakness, generalized, as well as dizzy on walking only, especially on bending down. System review is all unremarkable, except for he is positive for HIV. The past surgical history none, past allergies none, Family history is positive for, oh, sorry. Family history is not positive. Mother and father are alive and well. Siblings are, two brothers, two sisters are all okay. Relationship status, patient lives alone, single, and current employment status. Patient is unemployed due to the pain. He works on DoorDash to deliver food. He's driving 8 to 10 hours prior to this accident. Now he's unable to work. Disability none. Legal, patient has a Kevin Gordon as attorney. And personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke, and does not abuse recreational drugs. Patient reports that his head hurts when he bends. These are continuous and they are worse. There is some element of nausea, lack of appetite and tiredness, sweating, difficulty thinking and insomnia. And his ADLs as general activity, mood, work, sleep and enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate in relation to other people are all affected 10. In addition, patient reports that following ADLs are affected eating, walking, home chores, doing laundry, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching in the cabinets are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in addition. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 100, sorry, blood pressure is 74 over 49, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100, height is 63, weight is 189, temperature 98.1, and respiratory is 17. And this is a 32-year-old African-American male boy of a male person of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polynesia, and does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. There is no obvious anxiety, lethargy is observed. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and breath hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well without any independent, without any adaptive device. That's the physical examination view from the template, including the neurological and musculoskeletal examinations that are all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation are from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, none is present. Range of motion of the surgical spine is normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension is painful beyond 15 degrees. Many ways to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test negative, and Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Hughes test and Sloan test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski conic test negative, split leg region test is negative. And contralateral leg raise test is negative, Bregar test is negative, Kemp test negative, Bezinski test is negative. Sacroiliac joint, the right sacroiliac joint is found to be tender. And iliac compression test and distraction test are negative. However, Faber test and Johnson test are positive on the right side. The extremities are completely normal, no findings. Please use the template. Diagnosis. General diagnosis is V89.2 SSP. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9. S09.90XA. Lumbar spine. And 54.5, 51.27. S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine and 46.6, sorry, 46.1, and M99.04 at 3.5 XSA. Plan of care for Aaron Jackson comes from the template. Treatment plan for Aaron Jackson is as follows. Patient provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 90 tablets to help with the healing, anti-inflammatory effects. Flexural 10 milligrams 3 times a day to help with the muscle relaxation and relieve the spasm. Prazosin 100 milligrams at night to help with the sleep. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 grams daily for help with the topical pain relief. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours, the iron 75 tablets for headaches. Gabapentin 600 milligrams twice a day, 60 tablets for headache and nerve pain. Narcotic analgesics patients provide with tramadol 100 milligram at night for help with the sleep and pain relief as well as improve the life function. 15 tablets only. In addition, patient was provided migranol nasal spray for the severe headache that he has been complaining. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, reference to psychiatry are all yes, fitness club yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedure, none are being considered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended case worker, not required. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered. DME, patient is ordered a back brace for help with the lower back pain. Education, yes. Weight loss program, not warranted. Disability, patient is disabled in work. And house for replacement, transportation. Follow visit in 10 days, is direct contact, yes. Please mention that the patient was also referred to neuropsych evaluation and treatment at his choice place. And he was discussed all the issues of the neuropsych or brain injury, brain trauma, concussion, and all the options were discussed with him. He will continue the therapy after therapy is not able to help him in the next 60 days that we'll order a MRI. He'll be seen in 15 days. Thank you.